Hi there. The word for you today is serving requires obedience. In Psalm 40 verse 8 we read, I desire to do your will, O my God. If you're upset over giving up your rights and your privileges to serve others, stop and consider what Christ gave up to serve you. Philippians 2 and 8 says he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. When you're tempted to remind others of the sacrifices you've made, hear Christ's words in Luke 17 and 10. When you have done all things which you are commanded, say, we are still just unprofitable servants. We have simply done what was our duty to do. Have you ever observed a dog that had graduated from obedience school? It's a source of pleasure to its master. Why? Because it has learned to respond to a word, just a word, sometimes even just a look. That makes this verse interesting. Psalm 32 verse 8, I will guide thee with mine eye. God wants to bring you to the place where you don't have to be begged or badgered or browbeaten to serve. Just one look from him, and you do it without question. As a servant, you can't change your master's orders. Dr. J.R. Miller put it this way, it is a great deal easier to do that which God gives us to do, no matter how hard it is, than to face the responsibilities of not doing it. God doesn't want foot-dragging compliance. He wants willing obedience. And when he gets it, he blesses it. In Isaiah 1 verse 19 we read, if you are willing and obedient. Did you get that? They go together, willing and obedient. You will eat the best from the land. That means God's best is reserved for those who say yes. You ask, how will I know when I arrive at that place? Answer, because you'll be able to say with the psalmist David, I desire to do your will, O my God.